Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Michelle Cromer.
And this is Perla Maldonado.
And y'all tuned in to Where Am I Going? Where Perla and I ask ourselves big questions and we search for meaningful answers. And that's what we're doing tonight, right, Perlita?
Oh, yeah. This is really interesting today. I'm really excited.
It is going to be great. Absolutely. We're talking about essential oils, and I'm in the process of my certification. So we're going to talk about that and what that all means. And before that, we've got some things happening in the skies, and people are freaking out.
I know.
They are freaking out, people.
I can see it. It's a beautiful moon. Last night it was a beautiful moon.
Yes, it was a beautiful moon. And today we have an eclipse and a super moon and a total lunar eclipse. And that's what people are kind of freaking out about, because a lot of preachers are quoting Revelation and interpreting this as, you know, some apocalypse thing. But I just wanted to set the record straight. In my perspective, the blue moon, the blood moon is red because of the Earth's shadow, and it's a super moon because of the way that the moon is orbiting. It's actually closer to the Earth. But, and this is pretty exciting, though. It's not going to happen until 2033. That's a long time from now.
Yeah.
So this is a good time. Pearl and I were just talking before the show that new moons, you set your intention, and full moons is a great time to take action. So if any of y'all have any bad habits you want to let go of, like I was just telling Pearl, I'm so going to try to cut down on my sugar intake, which is, you know, who knows? Do you have the M&Ms in that part of the studio?
Yes, you have this house full of M&Ms.
I do. I love the color. But anyway, so I'm going to try to do that. But that's a good time. But people are kind of freaking out because, and this is, you know, this is a little, this is true. It's unique because it's the last eclipse of the tetrad, which is four consecutive total lunar eclipses, and each separated by six lunar months. Now, what the heck does that mean? They also take place on Jewish holidays. So, yes, this has been a prophecy about the end of the world, but, Perla, to me, the full moon is in Aries. And Aries, as you know, you have a rising sign of Aries. It's about transformation. And so I'm going to look at it like it would be great to stop making excuses about my life and stop holding back on fulfilling my purpose and, you know, move forward with the transformation of decluttering my house, continuing, it's an ongoing process, and things like that. What do you intend to do?
Do you know, I really haven't thought about it, but now that you mention it, I'm going to have to make a list. It'll probably be a pretty long list.
Well, we all know that. No, I'm just joking. But you are tuning in to our show, Where Am I Going? And you can certainly call us at 760-542-4307. Again, that's 760-542-4307. Or, of course, I'm going to launch the chat room, and we love having you. We love having you in our chat room. The other big news, of, let me just tell you before we talk about current events, let me tell you a Mercury retrograde story because, y'all, we're still in Mercury retrograde. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, are we. So this morning I wake up. I always watch CBS Sunday morning, check my emails before I go to church, and lo and behold, I get an email from United Airlines canceling our flights from Mérida, Mexico, back to the United States on the 31st of December. It's the four of us and my niece, Paige. Can you imagine? So now I called them and I said, well, you know, what are your plans? They said, well, our policy is to get you on the next flight. I'm like, okay, well, that's good. So the next flight, however, would make us spend the night in Houston Intercontinental on New Year's Eve. And then we leave at 9 o'clock in the morning. So they can get us to the United States, but they can't get us to El Paso.
Just get to the United States.
So
I celebrate the New Year's in Houston.
Or I may just like stay an extra night and then come home. I don't know. We're going to see. Either way, it's going to cost me money, and I don't appreciate it. But that is a typical Mercury retro story. But one thing that I think is really fantastic, speaking of Mercury retrograde, returning, revising, rejuvenating, we have a pope that has returned to the United States. Hasn't happened in 20 years. And in my opinion, and of course you know I'm not Catholic, but this is a big deal. In my lifetime, I think that this is the Pope that really has that Christ energy and displays humility and compassion of Christ like no other Pope I've read about. And believe me, I've studied them all in my degree.
You know, people thought that Pope Paul was, you know, so fascinating. Such the
and he was.
Pope, and he was, yeah. But this one is too. And I am just so proud of everybody. For, you know, I am Catholic, but, you know, I don't care if he's the Pope, if he's, you know, if he's a Buddha, whatever the religion is, I am so proud of how everybody has treated him with so much respect.
I know, and even, you know, exactly. And I read a statistic or heard on CNN that people that are not Catholic, myself included, that this Pope has a 74% approval rate. That's never happened in the history of them taking polls about the Pope. Mm-hmm. And that goes to show you the authenticity of this mystic that is Pope Francis. And another thing that I believe about the Pope, you see people as he passes on the street, like in New York or Philadelphia. I don't know if you watch any coverage. I've been glued to the TV, right?
Me too.
And as he passes, people just break down and cry. And that's because his energy is so powerful. And that happened to me only once when I met Father Rahm. He was doing a mass down in the barrios, and I went to see him, and he looked at me in the eyes, and Perla, you know that, I lost it. And I got to the car, and I sat there, and I said, this is maybe a fraction of what Christ must have been like.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the Pope has, that Christ energy. He is truly a man of God.
Some people have that, you know, he just got that energy that affects you.
Yes, and so I am absolutely delighted, but I thought he looked tired, and I want him to go now back to the Vatican and rest. He's 78 years old.
Yeah.
But I tell you, what a great Fiat commercial he has every time he pulls up, right?
Fiat is in hog heaven.
Oh,
I can
my
tell
God.
You.
And did you see American Airlines? They had him, like, sitting right over the logo. American Airlines probably said, we're going to give you our plane, but here's what you're going to do for us.
You know what the other interesting thing about him is, that me being Hispanic, is that so many people that speak Spanish have spoken to him, and he speaks back to them in their own language and touches
yes.
them.
Yes, and he speaks, I was listening to Mass, and he can go from Portuguese, he can go from Spanish, he goes to Italian. This man is extremely educated. Well, he's a scientist also.
Yeah.
And the message that he has about climate change and us, which is biblical, of course, being the guardians of the earth, is incredibly biblical. And in his speech to Congress, which I listened to, he wasn't partisan Democrat or Republican, because he hit on several things in both sides of the aisle.
Yes.
You know, and so anyway, I'm just really thrilled and so grateful that
we needed that.
Yeah, I'm so grateful that, like, as you, to your point, excellent point, that we have embraced him so completely. So that's the news. That's all we have. And we just wanted to remind everybody that it is Mercury retrograde. We have that until about another, let's see.
October 9th.
Yeah, so that's 9, 10, 11, 12 days or so. So hang on. And I, of course, have a business trip that I'm not looking forward to traveling in Mercury retrograde. So, you know. Maybe, listeners, I opened the studio and I had a letter from the IRS that someone's trying to change the address of my tax return to steal my identity. So thank goodness the IRS is on top of that. So I'll be taking care of that tomorrow. It's never a dull moment when you're a Libra and it's Mercury retrograde in Libra.
I know.
Anyway.
It's our sign. I mean, we're in our sign. Happy birthday.
I know, exactly. We got both of us have birthdays coming up. Let's not talk. Let's move on.
Okay.
Moving on. We're not talking about it. Again, you're listening to Where Am I Going? And Perla and I would love to hear from you at 760-542-4307. Or, as always, you can chat us in our chat room. And 90% of you guys download this on our podcast, and we're grateful for that. And always grateful and so surprised at how many people listen to us, but we are so incredibly honored that you would decide to spend some time with us. So let's talk about essential oils.
And I know you're getting certified in essential,
yes.
essential oils. I can't even speak.
Yes.
But why? I mean,
okay, well,
why are you so interested in essential oils? You're interested in a lot of things, but this one just threw me.
Yeah, I do have a lot of interest, and I tend to go off. I have, like I tell my son, they're called hobbies. I have a career, but I do have a lot of hobbies. But this was a matter of, seriously, it's a matter of life or death for me, because I'm allergic to many, many, many pharmaceuticals. In fact, most of them. I'm allergic to penicillin. If I'm in a car wreck or anything like that, I'm allergic to every pain medication, morphine, Vicodin, you name it, I'm allergic to it. And I had to get wisdom teeth out without any sort of medication.
Oh, man.
But I originally was born a redhead, and so we have a higher tolerance. I was in a study. We have a higher tolerance for pain, and I have type O blood. Now, type O blood, listeners, is the oldest blood. We're actually the first blood.
I should have told you that.
So, Type O blood people should eat a lot of protein, vegetables, very little fruit, never wheat, and never, ever, ever sugar. So I've given up gluten when I found out I had celiac disease, and so all my rashes and everything went away. But this is an opportunity I had because, as you know, my son Sam Perla was born blind, and he was blind for several years, and we found this fabulous board-certified medical doctor, eye doctor in Santa Fe, originally from Philadelphia, went to Penn, and he was doing the class because all of Sam's physical therapy had an essential oils component, and that was always fascinating to me. So I drugged Barry there, and off we went.
So, but what are essential oils? Tell me the history of them.
Well, evidence and recorded history have both shown that Egyptians used oils as early as 4500 BC, and of course the pharaohs had their own special blend for meditation, love, war, and so on. And in church this morning, as a matter of fact, in Mark chapter 15, that's when our lesson was in, when Jesus was on the cross, the centurions brought wine and myrrh, M-Y-R-T-H, an essential oil, to the cross. And I had forgotten that. Of course, the wise men brought, you know, their essential oils to the birth of Christ. So we've been reading about these forever. China had them, during the Yellow Emperor. He even had a book called The Yellow Emperor's Book. And, of course, India, Rome, Persia, you name it. They've all had essential oils. But the Spanish influenza, there were no reported deaths in the hospitals of the personnel when they washed their hands and covered themselves with lavender. So it disinfected. They didn't know back then, but it was disinfecting. So there's a long, rich history of using essential oils, and basically, and you don't even realize this, but in Mexico, Cunanderas, and I bet your grandmother, my Irish grandmother also went out to the garden, got sage, rubbed it on certain things. These essential oils are from the earth. So they are still alive. They have pure energy that goes into your skin and harmonizes with your body. So if you think about acupuncture and the 112 meridian lines that we all have in our body, essential oils go into those lines and help balance your system. So let's talk about pharmaceuticals for a minute, because I'm married to a Western doctor, and certainly they have their place. But Perla, when we take something for, say, our heart, it processes through our liver, and we don't know the damage that it does to our liver. There's always side effects. So we have to go to another doctor that does liver. So in the West, we have separated our body parts. We have our OBGYN. We have our colon doctor. We have our heart doctor. We have our eye doctor. We have all these different doctors, where in the East and other places, Native American cultures especially, they take a holistic approach to your health. So it's kind of a mind, body, spirit, and I have desperately been seeking something, because as I age and as I get older, and I'm pretty healthy, as you know, but who knows what's going to happen in the future? I needed to have a backup. So that's the history of them, and so they work, as I mentioned, because they're really called the lifeblood of the plant, and they circulate through the plant tissues and pass through our cell walls, carrying their nutrition or their information into our system, and then they get rid of what our problem is.
So they kind of work like, when you – do you have rub them on? Do you spray them? Do you?
So in fact, essential oils are one of nature's best body cleansers. And they can cleanse our cellular receptors, like pharmaceutical drugs can, of course, and they can alleviate the toxins, the heavy metals, and they flush themselves through the colon, liver, sweat, lungs, kidneys, whatever, however it is that we get rid of things, that's what happens. And so they have really their own intelligence, which is so fascinating to me. So they really work on that balancing. So you apply them very carefully, and let's talk about, just for a minute, because you and I, before the show, we're talking about this. Each essential oil is different and for a purpose, and the most important thing is the essential oils themselves, because I see a lot of essential oils that are watered down, or and that you need to get the best essential oil you possibly can. I have no stock in this company. Wisdom of the Earth. They're out of California, and they're really, really, really pure. And you never, ever shake the bottle because you're shaking up that natural intelligence. You gently turn the bottle over, turn the bottle over, turn the bottle over until the amount comes out. And you place that essential oil on the spot that ails you. So right now, you and I were talking about after the radio show, we're both going to look at essential oils for our throat because I have a scratchy sore throat and you're getting over bronchitis. So we're going to put that on our chest and on our throat. So that's what we're going to do.
And the body absorbs it?
Yes, the body absorbs it, and then it goes to work on a cellular level at whatever is wrong with you, and then it will, you need to drink a lot of water when you're using essential oils, and then it will go out through sweat, waste, pee, whatever, and get rid of it and leave your body. Just like when you're taking medicine, it's the same thing. So instead of putting it in your mouth, you're placing it on your skin.
But, okay, so I know that, like, when you take penicillin or things like that, it takes about a week for it to take, you know, to work on you. How long do essential oils take?
That is such a great question. It's immediate. It's immediate. And I'll give you an example. Dr. Byrne was telling us he was on a hike, like, you know, a five-day hike into some, you know, one of those wonderful hikes like I like to do, and somebody badly gashed their leg. Okay, so probably needed stitches. They're in the middle of God knows where. They cannot hike a day out to get this gal stitches. So he went to his first aid kit, grabbed an essential oil, and poured the entire bottle on, he had two, you know, on the cut, and held the skin together. And then the next day, another essential and another, another. And by the time they got out in 5 days, she was fine.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they go to work instantaneously. And so having a first aid kit in my car is something that I'm going to strive to do.
So, okay, so when they heal you, they kind of like restore your balance?
Yes, so they go to restore your balance, and in all states, it's not just physical. So let's just say you have something wrong, you know, with your spirit, or you have an addiction issue, or you have, you know, there's an essential oil for that too. So it's a myriad of options for you. Let me give you some examples. Okay, so let's say you wanted to have something that thyroid. Okay, so I have a thyroid issue. So I'm going to use myrtle oil, and I'm going to stimulate or increase or decrease my thyroid activity, depending on the person's condition or my condition, right on my thyroid. So pharmaceutical drugs are just incapable of such incredible inherent intelligence because they only act on exactly what your issues are without destroying another part of your body like so many of our pharmaceuticals do. And I'm married to a Western doctor, certainly believe in, you know, if I got bit by a rattlesnake, you know, I'm going to need a tetanus shot. There's a lot of things that I'm going to do, but I'm just encouraging all of you that are listening to embrace a different paradigm of health. Embrace an East, a West, a Native, whatever the formula and the matrix works for you. And I'm so convinced, Perla, as time goes on, perhaps not in our lifetime, but maybe, that we will have doctors that actually individually cure you using a lot of different modalities, perhaps acupuncture, essential oils, maybe Western medicine. You know what I mean? That there'll be somebody that comes up with that model.
So you're not advocating give up Western medicine?
No, absolutely not. I am not. I'm just saying this, too, could enhance, perhaps, if someone's out there with a particular issue. You can Google any issue. I'm telling you, you'll find a solution to an essential with an essential oil.
So okay, so you said Barry went.
Yes.
What was his thought about it?
Well, just a little bit about his background, listeners. My husband went to Stanford undergraduate, majored in biology. He got a master's in Stanford in plant biology. Then he went on to medical school 4 years. Then he went to the Cleveland Clinic and did his residency for 3 years. And then he did a fellowship for 2 years. So this is a pedigreed, highly trained medical doctor. He really was appeasing me between you and me and everybody, all the thousands of people listening, because he's a wonderful man and, you know, all of that. But I was so shocked, Perla, at how he got into it until I realized, oh, plant biology masters. Mm-hmm. So he more than me, or possibly even Dr. Byrne, understood exactly what was going on with these particular essential oils. And my hope is that he will not be able to incorporate this into his orthopedic surgery practice. But my, you know, because I, you know, there's a lot of HIPAA laws. I mean, you know, who knows? But perhaps when he retires, he could heal people with essential oils, or perhaps he himself could wear them on his body as he goes into his clinic to protect him from whatever he's seeing. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of different applications for this.
So are all essential oils, I mean, like the ones you get at Target or Walmart, are they just...
No.
No. Are you talking about those? No.
No. So it's the difference between, like, when I take Synthroid every day for my thyroid, okay? So when I took the generic Synthroid one time, it didn't even come close to helping my thyroid. So it's kind of the same here. The essential oils can be very, very pure and very, very potent, or they can be, you know, very watered down and not work as... Do they have some redeeming quality? Probably, but you're not going to see the results as quickly unless you use the really good essential oils. And again, I'm not advocating any particular company, but I do know that Wisdom of the Earth, and you can look them up online, Wisdom of the Earth, has really pure essential oils. And you can look at their all of on their website what they do.
How do you apply them?
Well, let's just say after this radio show, you and I are going to take our essential oils and we're going to very gently turn the bottle upside down a couple of times into the palms of our hand. We're going to rub our hands together and we're going to place them on our throats and our chest, because that's where you and I have our issues. Right? Well, you have a lot of issues, Perla. We're going to be here all night. Let's just be honest. But we're just going to take one issue at the time. That's probably be my issues. We're going to be here all night. But that's what we're going to do. So let's talk about what I was talking about with that emergency kit that I'm going to have in my car. For example, I'm going to have birch, cedarwood, eucalyptus, fir, geranium, grapefruit, peppermint, rosemary, basil, and tea tree. I've been using tea tree oil for a long, long time on, you know, certain, like sometimes I gargle with it if I have a, you know, just certain things I use that on. So I've already been doing that. But let's just say, Perla, somebody says, I am not sleeping well. And or somebody says, you know, I would love to remember my dreams, and I just don't remember my dreams. Well, you can use some essential oils, and what you're going to do, you're going to layer them. You're never going to mix them. So if you mix the essential oils, you dilute their potency. So we're going to layer something like maybe spikenard, tansy, white spruce, chamomile, spearmint, fir, lavender, rosemary, violet, frankincense, and you don't have to do all of those. I would experiment with one or two, maybe three, and layer them. And I would put them right on my forehead and around the back of my head. Yeah. And I would actually kind of like maybe put them, you know, like kind of in an upward motion with my hand. I would go up my body and over my head and back around just to make sure. And there's also some chakra balancing oils that we could all use. But the thing that really was so impressive to me, and this reminds me of Egyptians or ancient cultures, but hospice volunteers sometimes use essential oils to assist the dying person into their journey into heaven. And I haven't had a chance to talk to August, who's a hospice volunteer, my son August. But I found that to be so fascinating. And listeners, my mom is in hospice, and so I have bought some oil. And if it's supposed to happen and I'm with her when she dies, then I'm going to have frankincense, some Mexican lime, orange, geranium, lavender, pine, rosewood, maybe some cypress. And I'm just going to kind of just like put those on her body and just tell her that I'll meet her over on the other side and have her go.
Does this kind of like ease her way into the next?
Yes, it does. Exactly. It kind of helps her know. And I, you know, and so that begs the question, you know, are there eternal smells? But, you know, we do know that your hearing is the last to go, and your nose, your smell is the last to go. And how many of us can smell something? And well, you just, when you came into my house, you said, "Oh, this reminds me of my grandmother's house, this tangerine."
Yes.
So there you go.
Yes. And you know, when we've been sometimes in a meditative state and we're really in a deep meditative state, and we smell geranium sometimes, or, you know, flowery scents.
Right. And of course, you know, people have things that they burn, you know, these, mm-hmm. you know, that for meditation and stuff. And that's kind of like, it's not essential oils, but again, we're talking about smells.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like that smell.
So do they, okay, how about practical things like maybe losing weight?
Yes, and I'm going to try this, so I'll keep everybody posted. But there is an appetite suppressant that I'm going to start using, and it would be the oil from a citrus family like Mexican lime, which is one of my absolute favorite, or perhaps I'm going to use, if that doesn't work, I'm going to use black cumin or rose or spearmint, and I'm going to put that maybe around my mouth and on my abdomen, you know, to help control that appetite suppressant, because I'm telling you, I'm really, this full moon, I'm going to really, really try to give up sugar.
What you need to do is pour it on these M&Ms around here. You
no.
just start by not buying M&Ms.
That's hilarious. So, oh, that's funny.
Hey, we have a question from a chat room.
Okay.
A listener wants to know about migraines.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. Yeah, good, good. Thank you so much for the question. Really appreciate it. Yes, I asked about migraines because my little brother has migraines. And that would be Feverfew, Fir Noble, any lavender, and mint. And if I had the migraines, I would just use that every night to prevent them, because when they come on, my understanding, it's like a curtain comes down and boom, you're just, you know, the capacity to even function is not even there. So that's what I would do. I'm going to say that again. Feverfew, Fir Noble, all the lavenders, and all the mint.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because those are so debilitating. I had like maybe two in my lifetime, but there are people who have them like on a weekly basis.
Oh, my gosh.
They're awful.
Yeah, I bet.
So how about something more serious, something like cancer?
Yes, and, you know, I just want to make sure that all the listeners know, you know, we're not medical doctors. I'm certainly not advising you and any sort of authority, you know, anything like that. But, yes, I mean, we're all, the C word is in our lives, and we all know somebody, everybody knows somebody with cancer. So the citrus family, frankincense, laurel leaf, skin cancer would be something like carrot seed. So, you know, so something like that. I'm going to say that again. So frankincense or laurel leaf, or if you have skin cancer, just go ahead and put carrot seed on the skin cancer, which is something that I'm struggling with myself. So frankincense and laurel leaf would go on the, you know, perhaps the place where you have that potential cancer. And, of course, you and I were talking about sore throats.
Oh, yeah.
And we have, we're going to go with lavender and eucalyptus after class, because after the radio show, because we're going to do some sore throat healing. And I can't believe we're almost out of time.
Yeah, that was fast.
Yeah.
Oh, that's because you talk so much.
That's right, absolutely.
You find something interesting and you could talk away.
That's right. So, Perla, full moon, lots of stuff to do tonight, a lot of things going on.
Put your crystals outside.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's cleanse right. Them. Now, talk a little bit. I forgot, what is that all about?
Cleanse your crystals by putting them out with lips. It'll probably just, you know, just clear them from all negative energy, because they do, they're living things, they pick up negative energy, so I'm going to take them all out, leave them out all night.
Okay, great. Well, you guys have been such great, and thank you so much for listening, and we're encouraging you all to embrace essential oils. And
research them, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's think deeply, speak gently, love much, laugh a lot, work hard, give freely, and for goodness sake, be kind. Okay, Perlita, another show down.
We'll see you sometime. Well, we'll see you in the future in a couple of days.
Yes.
We'll let you know how the essential oils worked.
Absolutely. You can send me your questions, Michelle@michellecromer.com. Thanks so much.
Okay. Bye.